Small farms still making an impact. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, Tennessee is a major agricultural state, but it's still the land of the small farm. The average farm here is just over 100 acres, but as Chuck Denny reports, the production value and the quality of life they provide is very important.
Seth Major looks over his dairy herd with an eye for expansion. He's a third-generation Wilson County dairy producer.
We have somewhere right around 215 mature cows.
Seth wouldn't mind increasing that number by a bit, but he knows he can be profitable with what he's got.
We would like to have more, and we could use more, but the land prices around here are so high that, I mean, you just can't compete with subdivisions and all that.
The Major family farms 300 acres, and they're doing well. Seth was named Tennessee State University Small Farmer of the Year for marketing. The small farm in Tennessee, it still exists. Small farmers might not be growing traditional crops, but they're still in the farming business. Pam Rye is with TSU Extension and works closely with many small farmers statewide.
If you have more of a niche product, you usually have a niche clientele too, and they're looking for certain criteria to be met, and you have to be an even better producer as a small producer to be profitable and to maintain your farm.
For some, there's a modern day adage in agriculture, either farm big or don't farm at all. Many row crop producers must grow hundreds, even thousands of acres to offset high production and equipment cost. But smaller farms are still a vital part of Tennessee's ag economy. We have 87,000 farms in our state, and the average size is 133 acres. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
According to USDA, the average size of the farm in all of America is nearly 500 acres. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.